Tuition stipends are currently valued at a minimum of $17,000 a year, which does not cover the cost of attending UNC. Theodore Nollert is the president of UNC's Graduate and Professional Student Government and a PhD student in English and Comparative Literature.
The point is, $17,000 is too low, and there's a lot of people who, 18, 19, 20, still too low. UNC has data on their website, very helpful data, about the cost of attendance, which you mentioned, which is about $25,000 once you take out things that are covered at all of our peer institutions, like tuition, fees, health insurance.
Nollert said graduate students are asking UNC to raise their tuition stipend to a $25,000 minimum to cover the attendance fee. He also said they suggest a flat raise for everyone else already making that amount.
Let's say you're at 24 right now. We don't have those departments get a $1,000 raise and be asking why a whole bunch of other people are getting so much more.
Nollert said compared to peer public institutions, Carolina is ranked last in its flat stipend rates.
If you adjust that slightly for cost of attendance or cost of living, because obviously Berkeley, California and Chapel Hill, North Carolina, doesn't cost the same thing to live there. We're 11 out of 15 by that metric. So these changes would really kick us up the rankings. I think in terms of the adjusted data, we would move to 4 out of 15 on that list.
Nollert said affording rent, groceries, and medical bills or unexpected emergencies is a challenge for many graduate students. But the proposed $25,000 minimum could aid in covering the cost of their expenses. Chapel Hill also has several housing and transportation challenges which graduate students have to face.
So if they get more money, it's not going to disappear into some sort of, you know, massive investment conglomerate somewhere. They're going to be spending it on goods and services in Chapel Hill.
Nollert most recently shared comments to the Board of Trustees during a meeting on September 29th. UNC undergraduate student body president Talijah Van also voiced her support for raising the stipends to the full board the following morning. Van said she believes many graduate students are highly underpaid and either live below or at the poverty line across the United States. She said in order to maintain UNC's nationwide reputation, Carolina should fairly compensate its graduate students.
To me, that means that we have an obligation to put up whatever extra funding to help find the resources to ensure that our grad and professional students have the ability to meet their basic living needs here.
Van said she believes UNC does an excellent job of offering resources to its undergraduate students. She feels the university has the same responsibility to provide those for its graduate department as well.
Grad students, when they return to the, or when they enter the job market, many of them are working right now, they go into the job market after they leave UNC. And it's to our benefit to make sure that they have incredible opportunities when they get there, but it's much more difficult for you to finish out a program at UNC and then to use all the incredible education that you just received to bolster the economy and just the system overall in North Carolina if you can't make it through the program because you can't afford to continue to be in it.
Van said she plans to collaborate with Nollert throughout the year to focus on increasing stipends for graduate students. UNC Chancellor Kevin Gutskowitz said he will too. He voiced his support at the September board meeting.
Provost Clemens and I have been in conversations over the past 2 or 3 months on this. Talked to Dean White, Jim White, just last Friday, a week ago today, about a strategy to help increase those graduate student stipends. So I just want to be clear that we're committed to taking on the challenges.
Nollert said he believes the Board of Trustees, Provost, and Chancellor are excited for the opportunity to aid students and maintain the university's prestige.
It's the oldest public university in the country, so this is something that they care about, and I think they're going to help us get there.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Madison Ward.